I'm Kevin Pelton.
I'm Tristan Carcino.
I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Randy Cote.
And we're talking taco time.
Fresh, fresh, delicious.
Guys, it has been so long. It has been way too long. And look, I know the people are out there wondering on the Discord. We're not hiding. It's just very difficult to coordinate our schedules, particularly during the NBA playoffs slash NBA draft slash
Our
NBA free
schedules.
agency.
Yeah, slash lawn bowling tournament season, slash every activity that Tristan's kids do.
Youth
I'm
baseball
around.
season.
I'm on the record as being free.
And Randy
I'm
has
here
a
as long
kid
as it's
now.
after eight. As long as it's after eight, I'm here, baby.
Well, we finally managed to do it for the first time since we recorded in person as Randy completed his quest. And we have so much news to catch up on. Should we start with the most breaking news? I did send last week, should we do an emergency pod, which would have been, I believe, only our second ever Talkin' Taco Time emergency pod via r/Seattle, the iconic Wallingford Taco Time location is closing for good on July 15th, 1 week from today, as we record this. You may recognize the Wallingford location by its, I want to say one of a kind, but we know now, thanks to Talkin' Taco Time, that it is not, in fact, one of a kind, but the all glass exterior.
Two of a kind.
Is officially two?
Yeah, shouts to North Auburn.
Okay.
Wow, North Auburn.
I mean, Wallingford to me is like, other than the locations in the greater Tukwila, SeaTac-Burien area, like that's the first Taco Time I really remember because it was just so distinct, so visually memorable there on right on 45th in Wallingford in a very prominent spot.
Let me just ask Randy, obviously you're the location expert here. Is this the most iconic Taco Time that there is?
I think when you, the short answer is yes. When you talk to people in Seattle about Taco Time, the Wallingford one is the one that comes to mind, right? In the modern era. But for me, when I heard this news, this breaking news, I had two words. Good riddance.
Oh wow,
Uh-oh.
what a take.
And that's because, as documented in the quest, and the good people of Reddit, it's not the greatest location to go to. Like, it's pretty on the outside, it's iconic. It's right on that main drag, right? To be that close to Dick's and have a dueling Seattle sort of iconic status is phenomenal, right? Within a few blocks of each other. But someone was like on Reddit, called it right out. They were like, most expensive taco time in the
Oh shit.
system, period. It is like, it's always most expensive. I believe it's a franchise. So they just kind of run amok there. They have local favorites, right? Famously, Kevin and I had the OG taco burger there. It's very convenient, don't get me wrong. And it is iconic, yes. But like, I've had consistency issues there. I've had quality issues there. The price piece, and you get what you pay for, right? I think we know. I gladly paid $5 for a crisp burrito on Saturday night after my hockey game, but you're paying, like, don't quote me here, $28 for one at Wallingford that's not even that good. Okay, so there's
Yeah,
something like that. I haven't been there recently, so that's my take on Wallingford. It will be missed. And they better, whatever's going to be there, better have some homage to the legendary architecture that is leaving that corner of 45th.
do we know? Do we have any reasons besides maybe it's just like a franchise getting squeezed out?
According to the Reddit thread, and shouts by the way to any new listeners who found us via that Reddit thread, because Talkin' Taco Time and our discussion of the architecture there did come up. The owner said that the profits never, the revenue never came back after COVID in the same way was the explanation that they got. So,
Makes sense.
fair enough. Still, like, from the outside, this was the most iconic Taco Time, right? It was the number one that you think of. Maybe it's a museum. It'll probably be condos from here, from henceforth.
How far?
The good riddance, though, is very shocking to me, Randy. Let me ask you a question, though. Within, I guess Seattle extends pretty far north, but like within Seattle city limits, there aren't that many taco times left. Am I wrong about that?
No, right? You know, sort of from west to east, there's the Ballard Locks, right? There's Inner Bay, there's this Wallingford location. You got West Seattle, you got Rainier and Lake City. That's it.
Wow. Right? So
White Center.
And White Center's in. OG.
The city of Seattle, I thought.
It's unincorporated, right?
It's unincorporated.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. You get all the untaxed Coca-Cola you want at White Center.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't even, since I don't drink pop, hadn't factored in, but I hadn't considered that in my calculations, whether I should go to White Center or West Seattle, since they're about equidistant from it.
There's almost as many unincorporated taco times as there are taco times in the city of Seattle. And we've talked about this, but like taco time is progressively becoming a much more suburban fast food, which I understand fast food in general is. But if those are the only options in the city of Seattle, you know, there used to be the one right south of the stadiums in the Soto area, gone. I think there were two of them down there, right? Two different locations, both gone. There's that location that we were talking about in Wallingford. Things are moving further toward the suburbs for taco time in general.
That was a pretty tough location. It used to be my go-to because it was on my drive home every night. Particularly, I remember all the time I'd play pickup basketball and then I'd get taco time on my way home after that was my go-to. But not surprising. There's not a lot of like foot traffic or anything. They were in a tough spot. And that location also made way for what is now an Amazon fulfillment center.
And this will now
to the march of progress.
after July 15th, this will mean the same number of Dick's drive-ins and taco times in the city limits, which is 5.
Wow.
With the rest of the growth and everything is all happening out in the burbs, right? Edmonds, Kent, Federal Way, Crossroads, Bellevue for Dick's.
Not so, true. It's, Washington.
Not West Seattle, Dick's, if you're listening.
Wow.
Hey, remember when Chris Antes tried to game the system on the vote for the new Dick's that ended up being the Edmonds one? He rigged the thing so it voted like for West Seattle area.
I think it was at like 99.99% or something for a while.
Chris
Antes did this and then they had to redo the whole thing.
This is a high school classmate of Tristan and Chris's.
Who sounds like an upstanding citizen, if I must say so myself.
He was. He had a hat that with the Compton font that said SeaTac on it.
He went to Valley View, man. He's an OG, dude.
I mean, look, let's be clear. This is not a Dick's podcast, but a Dick's in West Seattle would slay.
What? You have everything in West Seattle. You don't need a Dick's.
Just saying.
The thing about West Seattle is that the beauty of it is that you don't have to leave West Seattle. And one of the few things you do need to leave this island for is Dick's Drive-In Restaurant. Okay? I'm just putting it out there anyway.
I just want to go back to Randy's original take. He said that the
good riddance.
The Wallingford
original
location.
Take.
He said, "Fuck the Wallingford taco time."
I'll be there on July 15th, tap dancing on its grave, but also eating a taco burger and at the same time.
Oh, they're gonna be out of buns, bro. You try that shit.
He said it was historically significant, but not that fun to actually visit, which to me, but not to Tristan, makes it like the kingdom.
Iconic Seattle architecture, right? Yeah. I mean, where did the parallel stop?
Very symbolic of the 1990s.
Yeah.
Okay, what other news do we have to get to? This is it's an all news podcast,
it's
right?
It's packed.
Well, there's news that... We've gone so long without recording that it came and went. That being the Taco Burger 2.0's return to the menu is a limited time offer. But the upside of that was that it was replaced in April by Chris's beloved Chicken Caesar and a variety of Caesar products. Randy, upset that I'm
Is he slow clapping? Is he slow clapping for the Chicken Caesar soft taco?
Standing ovation. Oh, yeah. Standing ovation for Chicken Caesar soft taco.
Can we talk about the taco burger first?
Taco burger first.
I want to talk about the taco burger, which I don't know if I could give it a two words good riddance, but did anybody here have a taco burger in round two of the taco burger being in existence?
I think I had one or two.
I had one, maybe two max. Yeah.
I was really hoping for nobody to say yes. I definitely didn't have one. Can you just edit in some crickets there, Kevin? It was a nice novelty. It was fun while it lasted, but like the taco burger is just, it's not why you're going to talk. We'll talk about that later with maybe some other items. It's not why you're going to Taco Time to get the taco burger. We're looking at the core menu for Taco Time. We like to spread out a little bit, and the Chicken Caesar soft taco, Randy did a standing ovation for it. Round of applause. Slow clap. That is a top tier Taco Time item. If it's on there with the old favorites, classics, everything, Chicken Caesar soft taco is the choice.
It's the food of the gods.
I haven't not gotten it every time I've
correct. Correct.
Every meal, chicken soft taco.
I've had it every single time, just like Chris.
I have also had it every time today. I've gone.
Yeah. I even got beef. I got one with chicken and feeling frisky. Got one with beef. Substituted beef for the chicken. And
okay,
it's still
how was that, though?
Fine.
That sounds kind of gross.
It's fine. It just... It's like everything else with Taco Time. It's like it's the beef version, you know. It just tasted good, but beef.
Yeah, I can't go there.
Besides beef, how else are people modifying Chicken Caesar?
Corn salsa and pico.
Corn salsa, exactly. That's it. That's the order.
I'm pumpkin seeds, green salsa, and white corn salsa.
Green salsa.
Pumpkin seeds are good in everything.
I put cheddar cheese in it a couple times just to fucking, or actually, you know what I did the last time? I put in the low fat.
Yeah, you got white cheddar
cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've done both. But, you know, extra cheese is good, but it's so fucking good, man. You don't even really have to fuck with it. But the green salsa, I'm curious what it would taste like with the green salsa. And I'm scared, like, it's going to be gone any day.
For a while, it's lingering.
Yeah. These moments are fleeting.
You had to take advantage of it while you can.
Yes, and I have.
For the record, that wouldn't be my number one all-time Taco Time item that is not full-time on the menu. That's still the sweet potato tater fries.
Oh. Well, there might be some other flavor tater fries.
We're saving that.
We have all sorts of things to get to. So yesterday,
oh shit,
I had a reward, right? And I guess we'll talk about this other piece also. And I found out the item that I was trying to get on rewards wasn't available for rewards anymore. And so I was like, I'm going to try to find the most expensive item that I can find on the menu and order that just to make myself feel fulfilled. And so I went with the natural soft taco. Is that?
Mm.
I guess I could have done fish soft taco, but I'm not going to eat a fish soft taco.
Classic burrito doesn't cost more than both.
Oh, you know what? It was the classic burrito is what I did. Never mind. Because I was like, the price point's about the same. Classic burrito beef is $9, which is like $1.40, $1.50 more than the Chicken Caesar soft taco. So I got that. I customized it up. It was fine. But honestly, I was eating it and I was like, this is horrible compared to the Chicken Caesar soft taco. Why did I do this to myself?
Just get one of each, man. I don't know. I don't be eliminating myself. I mix it up. That's why I get a taco burger here and there. So I wouldn't mind if it's, you know, still around. But, and like I've said before, all it is the bun. There's nothing else that they need to worry about. So it should be a fucking full-time item. You know, easily.
I just really don't think that many people were cruising through the Taco Time ordering taco burgers.
Just get like 5 buns a week or whatever, you know, whatever you need.
Just write for Chris on them.
Yeah. Chris will get one of these. Don't worry. You haven't seen him this week, he'll be there.
Did we ever hear a story about someone bringing their own buns so that the Taco Time would make the taco burger for them because they have all the other ingredients? I feel like we've heard that story somewhere along the way, but I can't peg exactly where.
Sounds familiar, but could just be my fucking fantasies, like something, you know?
We would endorse.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that.
Sounds like something I did like when I worked there when they didn't, you know, no longer have that.
All right, so we talked about these items back in the fall, but the take and bake crisp burritos now available, as far as I know, at all Taco Time locations, along with the bottled hot sauce. And then additionally, the take and bake crisp burritos are at Met Market locations. Someone check whether there are more of those in the city of Seattle than Taco Time's indoor dicks.
I'm sure there
I got
are.
You. I got yeah. You.
And for delivery via Smith Brothers. So they're out
incredible.
There. If you're looking for the take and bake crisp burritos, you should have access to them.
I need to like deep fry one because it's just like the air fryer, and maybe it's just how they make the frozen ones, but it's like, you know, it doesn't give me that same joy as a fresh one.
As someone whose child is about to switch from formula to cow's milk, let me tell you how excited we are to get Smith Brothers Farms in this household. Okay.
Hello.
They deliver so much more than milk. I've discovered.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And leave the crisp burritos out of it. But the fact that I can just on a whim add that for someone to drop off at my front door, it's a beautiful thing.
I mean, Taco Time should be dropping that off on your front door for the rest of your life, man.
Amen to that. Before we move on, we have reached some sort of equinox here because I don't know if you remember, there was like a Value Village in Crown Hill. It's near my in-law's house. That turned into a Met Market. It opened a few months ago, which means there's now 5 Met Markets in the city of Seattle, just like Dick's Drive-Ins, and soon to be on July 16th, Taco Time Northwest.
Amazing.
Is this like every 18 years when the planets align?
Yeah,
there's something happening there. Like, give me drop a note in the comments of what other institution we adore has 5 locations. I'll Google it.
That Value Village is now a Met Market.
Yeah.
I think that
you
I
want to talk about the march of progress here, Tristan.
Oh, man.
Well, technically, I wanted to talk about the march of progress.
Yeah, the
but...
march of progress. Amazon fulfillment centers everywhere.
Yes.
But what Met Market is doing is it is the cookie fulfillment centers everywhere, which, you know, we're in support of more ways to get the cookie.
We never talked about, wait, were we going to do Taco Time cookies?
We were going to do them at some point. I don't know if
we're
going to
do more.
Yeah, this is the Oops All News episode. That's for the Oops All Desserts episode.
Okay.
Well, that's going to go
into
the
Mountain Cast.
We're
not talking desserts on this episode.
We are talking desserts. That's up next on the list.
Okay.
Unless anyone
has everybody
more.
Had the cookie from not the Met Market, the cookie, the Taco Time cookie,
the ice cream cookie?
No, the Schwartz
the regular
cookie.
No, I didn't have the
I
cookie.
I still haven't had the Schwartz Brothers. Yeah.
All right, fine.
I had the ice cream sandwich or gelato sandwich.
That's what we're talking about next, which is gelato from local company Gelatiamo, which I wasn't familiar with, but apparently they're right by the market. Available either by the pint or in ice cream sandwiches with the vanilla gelato. Everyone here has had these, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are the reviews?
That was good. I didn't care for the cookie itself too much, but it was good.
I'm right there. It was solid. It was like, it was fresh. It was good. It was a very serviceable ice cream sandwich cookie. Would enjoy again. Great timing for summer.
Yeah. Straight up.
I mean, I'm in the exact same place as them, that it was fine, but I got it, brought it home, didn't eat it right away. I was like, I'm going to save this for later. And then I waited like a week before I ate it.
Whoa.
And that to me, after the cookie search, is, and again, I'm sure that the quality was about the same, but I didn't feel compelled to eat it. And that to me, I feel like we've learned in the cookie search is if there are cookies in the kitchen and I'm very compelled by those cookies and I'm going to eat them that first night. There's no way that those cookies are sitting any longer. And for the ice cream sandwich, I was just like, I didn't feel a need to eat it.
But it's like in the freezer. It's like a separate deal. I ate one. I'm right after this. I'm eating the other one that I got.
Okay.
For
but I'm also
sure.
Like, I'm at Taco Time. Do I need this item from Taco Time?
You're saying you felt that way before you had it?
Yeah, no, I just, I there was something. I
don't know how that's relevant as a review.
And after my review, I would never order it again.
I cannot imagine
a scenario that I'm like, oh yeah, I'll have the cookie ice cream sandwich from Taco Time. Why would I do that?
I think it's a hard.
I'm on the go. Like if I'm on the go and I want a little sweet treat on a hot day, I'm into it. But yeah, right. Like coming home, literally right now as we record this, my cousin is dropping off a basket of ice cream sandwiches because she's a mad woman. So like, I'm not gonna go. Like I'm good at home on ice cream sandwiches, right?
Like, where are these ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah, tell us more.
It's actually kind of funny. She wanted to try all four flavors of Safeway's new ice cream sandwich, but they only come in 12 packs, and it's just her and her husband. So she's flush with like 40 extra ice cream sandwiches from her taste test. And so she's dropping them off at me and a couple other people's houses, and they're unlabeled. So it's ice cream roulette.
Wow. This is
life, baby. It's summertime in Seattle. People just dropping off ice cream roulette at your house. Let's go.
As soon as the temperature goes over 90 degrees, people just start dropping off ice cream sandwiches for you.
Absolutely.
Is there someone here at my place?
Yeah.
You're not.
Okay, but like, so Ruby Jewel ice cream sandwiches, where are those from? Are they from?
Portland?
Right? Hmm. Downgraded for being from Oregon, but honestly, if one of those is around, I'm going to eat that night. There's no doubt in my mind. And if that's what these were,
all they do is ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, but why do I need ice cream sandwiches from Taco Time? Like,
well, just like you're like Randy's all they saying do is, on the go, you're already there. You might as well, you know, throw one on there if you're feeling like you want something sweet. But if you already got something at home, then whatever.
I agree that it's a lot less logical is a dessert brand extension than the churros were. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think the churros are gone for good. But I mean, they're still good to eat and they're still supporting a local company. I love the partnership with a local spot, Gelatiama.
Oh, yes. Mint chocolate chip. Looking good. Looking good, Randy. Okay, let me
throw this
out.
I don't know what the other options were. Did I win an idea?
Maybe they're all just unmarked inside that box. And it has multiple flavors. That's my guess. But what if you could get that gelato or whatever from Taco Time, right? But just by itself, not in the sandwich form.
Yeah, just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not a pint. You said a pint, Kevin. Is that?
Oh, it seems like a large amount.
It's in a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you get some crustos, throw them in there. It's probably pretty good.
That sounds excellent. Let me throw out another option for you. We're going to talk about different flavors of Mexi fries later. Cinnamon sugar Mexi fries. I would get it almost every single time. Dessert Mexi fries. People,
absolutely.
Why have we not done this yet? I would much rather have that. Plus, it is taking an item that's already part of the Taco Time menu and turning it into a dessert item, not a completely foreign item. Like, yes, I'm happy about supporting another local company, but like, I can just go to that local company. I don't need every local company.
They don't have five locations in the city of Seattle, though. Sure, they only have the one.
I can't order ahead and pick it up with my dinner. I'm not going to Third and Union.
I probably have to this as well, where they have ice cream partnerships and gelato partnerships. And I mean,
that is a little more logical, for a pizzeria, like an Italian restaurant, to have gelato. That's why the churros, I did think, made sense.
This is hypothetically Mexican-inspired food at Taco Time, which actually, I want to come back to the Chicken Caesar soft taco. I had this thought, which to me is...
Made by the guy in Mexico, right?
Is the Chicken Caesar soft taco...
The Caesar salad.
The most Taco Time item. Because it's like taking such a bastardized version of a taco and comparing, like, lumping it in with a Chicken Caesar salad into one. That's like the most Taco Time item, right?
Yeah, but the Caesar salad came from a guy in Mexico, right?
Caesar salad is actually too authentic.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm like, they actually hit it right this time.
So first off, Caesar salad was invented by an Italian.
Hello.
Yeah. In Mexico, am I wrong?
He was a native. He lived in the U.S., ran a restaurant in Mexico, in Tijuana.
That's a lot of Mexican, credit for a lot of people.
Mexican inspired. Just like
also, to circle the square on Pagliacci delivering gelato, their number of locations in the city of Seattle.
Uh-oh. Way more than five.
14.
There oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah. Not even
That's
close.
A lot.
But just for thoroughness.
I checked Ivers. Ivers is actually fewer than five, depending on how we count the like fish bar separately with the acres of clams, et cetera, et cetera. And depending on how you count the stadium locations.
That's
stadium.
Kind of complicated.
Got me with the stadium.
If you're including the Salmon House, and is the Muckle Teal location, is that in Seattle?
No, believe it or not, the Muckle Teal.
It's not even in the same county.
Is yeah, it Muckle Teal?
Like Everett.
If you're new here, this is called Pelton Cast Geography.
Geography.
I mean, I was going to note that the folks on the Discord will be very surprised that I knew of the Wallingford Taco Time before attending UW.
Because it's north of the Ship Canal?
Exactly, yes. even north of Queen Anne is probably usually, quite literally, a bridge too far for youthful us.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get into Tristan Teased It. This was the most engagement we have ever gotten in the history of at PeltonCast on Instagram was when Tristan dropped the spicy tater fries sign from his local Fairwood location and offered no information or context about why it was there or where it was. And
I think in the sign it says only at this location.
but it doesn't say which location.
Hundreds of people messaged you to find
it's
out.
It's one out of 79, soon to be 78 locations, okay?
Tell us more.
Is it still up there?
Oh, yeah. I had them yesterday.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Well, so now I need to go to Wallingford in the next week, and I need to go to Fairwood. Stat. Yeah.
Yeah, Fairwood's probably the only location that has them. They're incredible, if I'm being honest. I was actually blown away by the spicy Mexi fries.
Not blown away by the spice level.
No, there's a little bit of spice.
Okay.
There is it's not so spicy that it's unbearable or
whatever.
Where
is it on the Modelo scale?
It's one Modelo. It's one Modelo spice. But it is spicier than you would. It is probably spicier than almost anything else on the Taco Time menu. I guess the habanero salsa it kicks up there a little bit, the habanero salsa. But they were spicier than I was expecting, more flavorful than I was expecting. And what you get sometimes is it's basically like they have a different seasoning on them, but it gets deep into the Mexi fries. You know, it's not like it's part of the consistency of it. And what you get sometimes is, you know, like the popcorn from the bottom of the bucket or whatever that has so much drenched butter on it. And you're like, that's the popcorn that I want. Right.
I like butter. Yeah.
Every once in a while, what I had yesterday was a spicy Mexi fry that had been at the bottom and it was caked in flavoring. It was phenomenal. And I will say every single time that I've been to the Fairwood location they're not available in the app. You have to go in and order or order at the drive-thru. It's kind of a complicated process, but every single time that I've been there and done that, I have gotten the spicy Mexi fries. They're phenomenal.
Wait, what's the you like go with a ranch dip or you and hot sauce or we don't?
I would do mix it up the ranch hot sauce combo that everybody should have when they're having Taco Time, and then also ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup, man. I never get ketchup, dude. I don't give a fuck.
I'll do ketchup for it, same as a normal Mexi fry. But either way, I dipped some in just hot sauce yesterday, also.
It's reminding me when you talk about that flavor soaking in. Like when I worked there back in the day, you would just be like walking by the fry station and you just like grab one and you just rub it in the fucking grease and seasoning and shit. Woo!
That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
So I don't know if these are going to be a widespread thing. My gut tells me not that many people are ordering them. And again, like if it's not on the app at the same time, very few people are using the app. I almost never see a bag that isn't mine. But like to even know that they exist, it's on the front door. I'm not even sure if it's in the drive-thru, if you could see it. I feel like the amount of people that are ordering has to be very, very few. But to me, it is a massive upgrade. Sometimes I might want a normal one, but like, again, I haven't ordered a normal one. The heart wants what it wants. And yeah. Putting my money where my mouth is, I have gone for the spicy every single time.
Yeah, I don't get Mexican fries every time I go.
It made me add them. I was the same boat as you. I wouldn't get them every time, but because of this, also knowing that they may go away, I'm like, I have to every single time. These may never be back.
Damn, I need to get up there.
You have to record your interest so that you can increase the chances that they stay on the menu. I mean, you know, presumably they will start selling a lot more with the pilgrimages from the Talk and Taco Time listeners as soon as this episode comes out.
Yeah, they'll be lined up. You'll see a real bump in sales here.
The price rang up different than the price on the sheet, though.
Oh, no.
It was like $230. I didn't want to like talk about it. I didn't care. But I was just like noted. And I was like, it says $239 on the window. And then the small was $259 when it rang up. And I was like, fair enough. I'll pay the 20 cents to have the spicy.
Oh, you mentioned dipping it occasionally in hot sauce. Is this where we talk about people's concerns about Taco Time hot sauce?
Yeah, they switched to these like pre-packaged containers, and it's just, which I would really have no problem with, but it's a different shape and size, I think. I think they charge people after a certain amount, you know, after you get a certain amount.
Not compostable.
Okay, this was what I was really wondering too. I'm like, are these compostable? Because they definitely.
So now I gotta like make like a whole separate like thing. I can't all just throw it in one bag, and it's like, you know, it's the little things in life, you know.
Well, it looks like there's already been some, and maybe a couple more to go in my compost yard waste bin.
I saw some pictures this week or this past week because they've had those like plain white lids, right?
Yeah, and they finally some got them- a label on.
Some of them have a label. Yeah,
label's
we don't
kinda,
have those ours
nice.
Yet.
I got
yeah,
label. Say,
the label looks font, good. Yeah.
It looks good. I'm impressed by that.
Yeah, yeah. The taste is a little different, but I'm sure right now that the hot sauce is being bottled. I wonder if just the hot sauce creation, like machine, right, is easier to just fold in the little mini ones.
Yeah, it's just they need to be wider cups. You can't really dip in there the same way. You can't get your hands in there.
So are you fine with the flavor and the texture of the current hot sauce in the cups, Chris?
I can't. I'm not really telling much difference, but you know, I don't know.
Because some people, I think, out there have complained. Let me ask you, how was hot sauce made when you worked at Taco Time? How did the hot sauce come, or how was it made?
You know, there's a seasoning thing in a big bag. Then you mix that with water. Maybe some tomato puree. I can't remember. But and then you like boil it and it makes, you know, like multiple buckets worth. Then you cool that in the fridge. And then, you know, they would put out when they used to have the pumps out there for people to use. But then all the like ones for the drive through to go in the morning, you would just set up like a million cups and just start squirting hot sauce into each one, and then somebody else would like put the lids on them. I mean, so it's a really pain in the ass thing. So it makes sense why they would switch to a pre-packaged deal. But I just the shape is fucking with me.
But you were doing this daily in
house. And then I'm sure that like went through the roof after COVID. It's like they haven't had the pumps since then. So now they're like have been literally, you know, putting every ounce of hot sauce into a cup themselves. Mm-hmm.
So a friend of the listener reached out to Taco Time about their concerns about the hot sauce and got a reply that included this. Since transitioning to packaged hot sauce, ensuring consistent taste and quality has been our top priority. We continue to use the same recipe that has served us well in restaurant for many years. However, we have observed that the result has not met our expectations. We are actively working to correct this issue immediately by adjusting our cooking process and tracking this with our local manufacturer. We are confident that we will achieve the desired quality very soon. We understand that the switch to packaged hot sauce has disappointed some of our guests. Please be assured that we are committed to resolving this until we achieve the quality and taste that our guests expect.
They're working on it, and it makes sense. They can't figure it out. You know, it was, you know, a small batch thing. Every, you know, a lot of small batches going on every day. Now, if they're doing like it on a huge level, yeah, maybe it's messing with the flavor.
I thought, was it the flavor? Because to me, I felt like maybe it was a little bit soupier. I was trying to judge this yesterday, and I thought maybe it wasn't quite as spicy, and maybe it was a little bit soupier. And maybe there's something about it sitting for that longer period of time, going into the packages, reaching the people. If you're making it fresh, something being made fresh every single day is just honestly probably going to be better than something not.
That's what I think it probably is. Especially if they're saying they use the same recipe. I mean, not much to do. They just like upscaled it. So I don't know. Maybe they just have to tweak some stuff. But yeah, it's best if it's fresh every morning.
And it was the same with the crisp burritos, right? Like the crisp burrito recipe, whether they were hand rolled or whether they were frozen and sent to the locations, it was the same recipe. But
well, they weren't frozen when they used to get the bean and beefs in there. But that, I mean, they had, those were the ones forever, you know.
But
for that,
those ones were noticeably worse than the fresh ones, right?
Yeah, the hand roll ones are a little better.
Yeah, and you can taste different things in that time period. So, and they're still doing that with crisp burritos, right?
As far as I know, yeah. With all of them, right? They're hand rolling every flavor.
I do wonder if this is a staffing question, though, overall, by asking staff to come in every single day and make the hot sauce. It's just that.
But especially if you're having to bottle every single one, that's a much bigger time commitment than if people are individually doling it out from the pump.
But it's like it was something we would do at the end of the morning, like right when we're opening. So it's still like it's not busy. So you got a couple of people like still doing that. Then if a customer comes in, you help them, then go back to the hot sauce and you get like fill a bucket's worth, you know, or whatever you think you might need.
But you're doing it every day. Whatever doesn't get used is thrown out or whatever, right?
Yeah, it depends what's left in the morning. But, you know, it's like for the drive-through. So, but now they have to do it for every single thing. So, yeah, it's got to be way, you know, 10 times as many fucking things of hot sauce, probably.
It makes sense to me that quality would wane given the preparation, though. That you can't expect something to scale to a certain level and then maintain the same quality and freshness, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
So I can't remember when the new Taco Time app rolled out relative to the last or, you know, the recent podcast that we've done. Where are we at with using the app right now? I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges is that at this point, you can't use gift cards via the app. That's a big change from the former one, especially because thanks to Taco Time very much, Northwest very much, for generously supplying us with gift cards recently that we've been able to use.
Yeah, for me, it's a little, there's something in the path that you go through. Some items, you click it and you add it to the cart straight away. Some of them, you click it. It's like where you modify it is different in two different like tiers of items. Uh-huh. So like that's like catches you off guard. You have to wait the keys. You have to see this little cactus next to an item to know that like that's what's about to be added to your cart. I've checked out early in the app. I checked out and didn't have everything that I wanted, and that was on me for not confirming it. But I will say to the guy whose name I'm not going to look up, who's, you know, commenting on my video from the Quest saying, well, how do we know that he visited everyone? He could be making it up.
oh, man.
People are just like coming in hot in the comments. The old app had the transaction history where you could see that I'd like been to everyone in the old app. So I went to go look at the transaction history to be like, I'm just going to take a screenshot and like send it to this fool. And the transaction history doesn't have the locations as like beautifully laid out. So that from a clapback perspective, the app has gone backwards.
So you have no measure of
success. Yeah, I know that's not the measure of success for everyone.
We'll just have to believe, Randy, that he took all the photos in the tweets about every location he's visited.
Yeah.
In addition to
the record that the company has of all of my things somewhere in the old app data. But anyway, Chad or whatever your name is.
Yeah, it's just a little more annoying and tougher to figure out, which isn't going to help more people get the app, you know. And the gift card situation, it's frustrating.
The app's a mess right now. Yeah. If we're being honest, the app is a mess.
Yeah.
And
as someone who the default gift to give me is the Taco Time gift card, like, you're a white elephant gift exchange Taco Time gift card. You're a Mazel Tov on your baby Taco Time gift card. Like, I really need those to be going into this app so that I can order ahead and like do the rewards and do everything, you know?
So I think my biggest, I have multiple complaints about the app, but my biggest complaint about the app is when ordering Mexi fries that it immediately takes you to a screen that says no salt with a checkbox. And you have to do that every single time. That should be a thing that you customize, that you hit that. The default should be you click Mexi fries, whatever size, boom, it gets sent away. Right, you get to add item.
Does extra crispy pop up too? Because I always hit that. I get extra crispy
and no salt. But yeah, if you just want them, you should just be able to hit it small, boom, and it goes to the cart.
If you're ordering ahead on the app and you're taking it away, you should be getting extra crispy though. So I'm glad that pops up.
I feel like that should be a, hey, you hit customize, then those pop up like everything else. But like most people just want them normal. The other thing is with rewards have changed slightly. Now there's like a point system of some kind. It's like exchange 750 points for one Taco Time item. You cannot replace platters on there. It was one of the best parts of Taco Time rewards that platters were an option. The price point, as discussed earlier, is not that different from the classic burrito. In fact, it was basically the exact same price. So not having platters, because for me, that is the only time that I'm going to get a platter. It feels like a treat going and getting the platter because it's just not a thing I would order otherwise. But I'm like, I have a reward. I'll treat myself right now. I'll go get a casita burrito or whatever. It feels like you've worked your way up to that 100% to get the casita burrito, to be part of the reward. Taking those away is cruel and unusual. Taco Time. And again, it's not a huge savings either. First off, we're probably the only four people who use the app anyway. But it is not that big of a savings if your base item is a soft taco or whatever. It's maybe $2.
Also,
then why won't you order it otherwise?
Because I order it.
It's mostly just I don't really care that I like the soft tacos better, but I'm like, I'm just going to reward myself.
Yeah.
It's special occasion Taco Time.
Yeah, he's trying to have a nice little treat. And then I just get it. I do that for myself. I don't care if it's a reward or not. I'll get, you know, a few a year. But then they don't have a thing in the app. They didn't in the old one either. But of like to add stuff inside of the casita burrito. And then if you tell somebody in person that you want that, it still doesn't come that way. They just put it on the salad. But if I order a soft taco today, could you put this corn sauce and pico inside? It gets in there, and you could do that on the app. But I mean, on the app, you should be able to be like, put this inside the casita, please. Yes, no.
I agree. Also, yeah. How many tater fries?
Yeah, cosine.
Let's say that you're adding the tater fries to a soft taco, to a classic burrito, something like that. How many tater fries are actually in there?
Probably about eight.
Yeah, eight to eight? 10.
Okay, I mean, that's more than I would expect. But
I would throw in 10 because that's old school, dog. But I think they just do 8 now.
You think they actually
10 is a small order. 10 is a small order, and I don't think you're paying for a small order.
It's still $2.59 to add it inside. It's just like...
Oh, really? Oh,
so maybe, then maybe you are getting a small order then, yeah.
Yeah, you should get a kid size, what we used to call it. Kid fry, dude. Kid fry coming up, dude.
It's a complicated app to use and to navigate, especially if you're on the run. You're just like, please hurry up right here.
It's much harder to use when you're driving. I will tell you that.
Talking Taco Dime does not endorse using your Apple driving your car.
I do want to shout out, was noticed this on the Taco Time Instagram today. Influencer Tina Thatch had a cross post with them, a sponsored cross post, and mentioned that her go-to order is, or her favorite customization is to do a soft pinto bean burrito with the tater fries inside. So we are not alone in putting the tater fries inside of our soft tacos or burritos.
No, I don't. I mean, that's like a California type of thing, you know, like those California burritos or whatever. So
I said it's the Baja California burrito when you do it at Taco Time.
Yeah, so we should be alone, but that's a tough soft bean burrito is already like my least favorite thing on there.
Well,
it needs a lot more than fries to spice it up.
Any other Taco Time news we're not getting to?
I can't think of anything. Nothing comes to mind about anything.
We've covered a lot of ground here. What we haven't talked about is Randy tailgating at Taco Time Northwest. Please tell us about this experience, Randy, with your hockey team.
Oh God, that was good. So one of the founding board members for the Seattle Pride Hockey Association, and the group started a league this summer. So we're playing a like weekly league. It's very awesome. We're playing out in Kirkland. So I've gone from a person who would go to the East Side twice a year if I was lucky to only go twice a year. Now I'm going every Saturday night. And so the Totem Lake Kirkland location is like just on the way back to the freeway post hockey. It's open, just easy thing. And so I'd mentioned, you know, I think I picked it up one time after hockey. And then in week two, someone said, "Hey, Randy, did you pick up Taco Time after the game?" And I said, "Yeah." Then week three, people I'm meeting for the first time are like, "So someone told me you've like been to all the Taco Times? Like, what's this like all about?" It then just completely devolved into, you know, there's a big cooler full of booze that we have in the dressing room, right? And so it's like, well, what should we go to eat afterward? There's not a lot of great options out in the Kirkland area. I did not recommend the going to Taco Time. Another one of my teammates said, you know, we should just go to Taco Time. Just bring the cooler. Everyone just go through the drive-thru and we'll just hang out. It's a beautiful night. So we definitely tailgated at Taco Time at like 9:45 on a Saturday night in Totem Lake. There were two people who had never had Taco Time before. So we like,
wow.
I basically dropped a little, if you're a first timer, here's some things to order. And yeah, my friend Connor, he got a chicken Caesar soft taco and a chicken crisp burrito and some tater fries. And clearly his life is forever changed. Right. I met someone who'd like had a lot of Taco Time, but had never had Crustos. So I got some just to like pass around, and people were like, yeah, no, Crustos is unbelievable. Right? Anyway, it was great. It's kind of become a thing. I had it on Saturday night. And if you're, you know, listening to Chris Smith, you know that if you go at closing time, you're going to get some food. So the chicken Caesar soft taco was like, I got that and a crisp burrito this past weekend, and I kind of regretted also getting that crisp burrito because there was so much chicken in this chicken Caesar soft taco that I ordered 5 minutes before closing time.
Yeah.
It was like, it was packed. So I clearly, disclaimer, ate the crisp burrito also. It was so good.
You earned it. You just played hockey. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I burned 1,600 calories. I can eat whatever the hell I want. So anyway, yeah. Shouts to the SPHL teammates for, recommending going to Taco Time as a tailgate. I will always say yes.
Randy, what's your team's name?
The teams are, it's like a categorical because we're going to redraft the team. So there's one team is like, it's like hustle, speed, heart, passion. Like, so
you're,
you
like,
know,
the, you're like the Big Ten division names.
Exactly. Literally, we're ahead of our time. Yeah.
Are you leaders or legends? All right. Well, good luck to the team.
One more. I made my own chicken Caesar soft tacos over Memorial Day weekend holiday.
That's right. Yeah.
And it was a major hit, you know. bottle of Taco Time hot sauce. You know, try to cook it kind of the chicken the same way, adding in onions and green chilies. Had, you know, use a different type of salsa, but I think it turned out pretty good.
Well, hoping soon. Look, it's not going to be another almost 6 months before we record a Talking Taco Time. I can guarantee you that the NBA schedule is much more favorable for it going forward for a stretch here. And perhaps we will be discussing at some point making taco or recreating Taco Time at home, professionally speaking. So stay tuned for that. We've got some other exciting guests we're working on. And until then, thanks for listening.
Bye. Word up. I want to eat that other ice cream sandwich so bad.
I know, and mm-hmm. I have to go bring those. I texted my husband being like, hey, she says that she dropped them on the porch, but it's, you know, 80 degrees outside. Can you go get them?
Yeah.
I heard nothing. So I needed to run and go grab them.
It said mint chocolate chip, but are there inside like a
grab
bag?
That was just the box.
Yeah, so told you.
Inside the box is mint chip, Neapolitan, cookies and cream, and moose tracks.
Okay.
All unlabeled.